From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the superlative company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Are you feeling superlative?
I am absolutely 100% feeling superlative today.
Good. Did you get your bonus?
I got a bonus cup of tea today. That's a good sign anyway for the day.
And a chocolate biscuit.
Not yet, too early.
Aidan, let's start with this TikTok story. Now, TikTok are in deep trouble on both sides of the Atlantic. Only this week, the European Union said it's going to ban TikTok Lite due to some of its addictive natures. And then in America, they're talking about banning TikTok outright or forcing it to be sold.
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. And I really can't see how this is going to happen in the US in terms of being forced to sell. Because I think if you look at it, obviously, everybody knows that everybody knows what's going on. And all, obviously, the suggestions of the Chinese government being having access to data and things like that. But if you actually look at it, and much to the contrary of what the company ByteDance, who own TikTok, have said, it really does look as if they have tightened their grip over their US operations over the last 2 years. They put in an awful lot of senior Chinese executives into the organization. And also, obviously, the really important thing is the algorithm that runs behind this to show you all the videos that you might be interested in has become completely ingrained. And it's obviously core to what ByteDance do in terms of their operations elsewhere. So I can't really see how you're going to be able to separate this out or sell it on to somebody else. So there is an article on as you say, on Bloomberg today saying that they probably prefer to shut it down if their legal options fail and in the US, and they're forced to either sell it or close it, because I just can't see them willingly, I suppose, to open up the Pandora's box of what's behind the curtain, you know?
And yet, I read it as follows when I saw the story last night, that they would rather shut it down rather than sell it to an American entity. That would kind of, in my mind, seem like a vindication for the American paranoia about the role of Beijing.
Yeah, I think, well, you've two things too. I suppose you've got the intellectual property that, you know, if the roles were reversed and a large tech company, you know, who was operating in China was told, well, you have to open up and show all your algorithms or sell your company to somebody else and allow them to see the algorithms that are running behind it, you know, everybody will be up in arms about that. So I think it's just interesting. And, you know, you can take the Chinese government element to it, or you could just say, listen, there's commercial sensitivities here that you just don't want to necessarily sell over to somebody else.
Mm. Now, stay in America. The U.S. economy grew by a relatively modest 1.6% in the first quarter on an annualized basis. We do it kind of year on year. They do it on an annualized quarterly basis. Slightly confusing for us. But that is a fairly modest growth compared to previous quarters.
It is, but I would say to you, it all depends on the prism that you look through. If you remember, we went back to the start of this year, the market was forecasting 6 interest rate cuts in the US because there was a fear of a very bad recession hitting the US. So fast forward only 4 months, and at the end of the first quarter, your economy is still growing by, albeit 1.6%. We're a long way from a recession. And I think this is one of the big issues that the Federal Reserve and the US have, that, you know, everybody's clamoring for them to cut interest rates, but they're looking at an economy that's still growing and not in recession. Mm. And they have an inflation situation from the back of the, you know, we've seen January, February and March consumer price inflation coming in hotter than expected. So when you put those two things together, it is causing a bit of a conundrum for the US. So you look at the glass half empty, I look at it half full, that says it could have been a lot worse and people expected it to be a lot worse. So 1.6% isn't actually too bad at all.
Yes, indeed, especially given the size of the American economy. Now, let's talk about the artist formerly known as Cement Road Stone Holdings. It's apologised to its shareholders. Hello. Aidan, you there?
Hello.
Aidan, I can hear you. You can't hear me, no?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah. Cement Road Stone. That was a bit strange.
Yeah.
They've been forced to apologise at the annual general meeting. I think this is, it's just a very interesting and kind of a bit of a quirky story, really because of the fact, if you think of, given the long, long nature of shareholding in CRH in Ireland, most of that would have started off with the old paper-based certificates. And there's probably lots of listeners out there who still have those share certs floating around, or did have those share certs floating around last year. And obviously, when the company transferred over to the US, there, you know, most of the computer records went over it, but they weren't absolutely perfect. And it has caused a bit of an issue in terms of, you know, people's various different tax deductions that have been taken off dividends and things like that that weren't in receipt of, dollar-based dividends in the past. So the chairman has had to come out and say, look, we're very, very disappointed and we understand your frustrations and we're very sorry to hear it. And hopefully, I think they've managed to draw a line under it at this stage now. And going forward, it'll be all right. But I suppose it could be a salutary lesson for other Irish companies that are potentially planning to move to foreign fields, that they better get this one sorted out, or they'll have some very dissatisfied shareholders.
Yeah, very grumpy and very grumpy and litigious American shareholders. You don't want those guys lawyering up.
Definitely do not. You do not.
Now, any plans for the weekend, Aidan?
It's going to be a very quiet one.
So the usual cocktail of sex, drugs and rock and roll then, is it?
He's not going to be around, no, definitely not.
Aidan, have a lovely weekend and look after yourself. That's Aidan Donnelly from Davies.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.